You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Osuna, the kid, hit his first home run. Congratulations to him. And then Garcia wore him out like he did the other night in a game in which the Birds won. Gary Sanchez provided the Orioles' only offense. Brandon Young, yeah, wasn't all that great. I mean, you can see he's got good stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could maybe move into a high leverage bullpen situation because he can throw. He's got to command his fastball, duh, like everybody else does. I mean, you stay in the zone, you get a little more adept at throwing strikes, you become much more effective. But Matt Bowman, Nolan, we had Matt Bowman on the show, remember? And he got it was ripping it with Ryan. And Bowman, who's from the DMV, which is in Baltimore, DMV's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And, nice guy. And I think like 4 days later, they DFA'd him. It's like, hey, welcome to Baltimore. And at the time, he was actually doing pretty well. Then I think his next outing, he got pounded and then was DFA'd. And, you know, he's been on the Norfolk shuttle. And not only that, I mean, when you DFA, you're off the roster. So then they have to make roster moves if you clear waivers to bring you back. And he's back, and he took one for the team, for sure. And maybe the Hyder hook, if Hyde was here, might have been a little quicker than Manzo's. But then Soto comes in and was just like all over. He plunks Seager. So you're thinking, Rego on here, now like Gunner's going to get hit tomorrow night by Nathan Eovaldi because of this, or later in the game. But then as he continued to pitch erratically, you figured, nah, he's not throwing at anybody. He just can't throw strikes. But Soto is a guy who, like Dominguez, could be available via trade. Nolan, get in here, because he pitched for the Phillies in the playoffs 2 years ago, him and Dominguez. If you remember, when the Orioles and Elias acquired both of them, Philly fans were like, great, get his trash off our hands. They cost us in the playoffs 2 years ago when they lost to the Diamondbacks. But if you're trying to level up to help the Orioles, which is obviously your number one job because that's who you play for, you're also auditioning for 29 other teams. Well, maybe more like 25, because five of them are pretty much done in playoff consideration, and the Orioles are probably approaching that level themselves. But, man, and he's been good for the most part this year. But last night it's like, what the hell are you doing? And he gets yanked. And then Vasquez has to come in and pitch again. Got the lowest ERA on the staff, by the way. Another position player. And Manzo, after the game, is like, well, you know, I didn't want him to get to 30 because we might need him again tonight.
Oh, my God.
You would have saved those four bullets in the gun that had been flying all over the place. But Gregory Soto was a frustrating part of which turned out to be a frustrating night for the Orioles. Because the game was competitive till the second half, and then things got way out of control.
Very frustrating. And in terms of a potential trade, I mean, look, if he was attractive enough for the Orioles to make an offer and trade away, I believe that was the Seth Johnson deal, which, look at the way the season has played out. I don't know if Johnson's reached the majors with the Phillies yet this year. If it was, it was probably just for one start, maybe two. But you're looking at the Orioles' pitching depth, might have been a nice name to have around the organization that could have gotten an opportunity here. I guess at the very least, if somebody wants him, I don't care what they get in return, if you can recoup some of what you gave up to get him, same with Dominguez. Because, all right, was it necessary to bring them in last year? Yes, you needed to buy, you needed to bolster the bullpen. Kind of a swing and miss with both of the moves, but it is what it is. If this is going to be a lost season and we're already focused on next year, to me, neither of these guys are in the picture for next year. Not just because of contracts. I don't want them in the picture for next year. I want upgrades over them. So anything you can get to try to recoup some of what you already spent would be a positive to me. I just don't know how attractive either one of them actually is. The last time Soto pitched to an ERA below 4, which is a pretty low bar to clear when we're talking relievers, was 2022. He was still with Detroit.
He's an all-star.
I'm starting to think that what we've seen the last couple of years from him is more of who Soto actually is at this point.
Seth Johnson, it looks like he's made one appearance for the Phillies. That was back on June the 5th. And he was a guy that was acquired by Elias in those trades back in 2022 during the Mancini, Jorge Lopez kind of circling those guys out when the Orioles actually became a relevant team. But what about this question? We talk about Dominguez and Soto possibly being gone. Cionel Perez and Cano, they've been jettisoned back to the minors. I mean, it's got a different look, this Orioles bullpen. Batista, Jim Bowden floated him out as the fourth best available reliever, possibly, at the trade deadline. He did stress that the Orioles are saying we're not trading him, which I would not do if I am Mike Elias. But going back to Nolan, a team comes in, desperately needs a closer or someone at least high leverage to make your bullpen even better than it already is. Two controllable years. He's not a free agent until after 27. Remember, Dan Duquette brought him in, and he just kind of developed and developed and developed over the years. We listening? Got to listen to everything.
No doubt.
Right, I would think. But I'm not pulling the trigger, because I think the Orioles are going to bounce back big time next year, and he's going to be a major reason why.
That's part of it, right? We just got done saying that Soto and Dominguez not part of the picture for next year. Well, Felix very much is, and he is the centerpiece. I mean, he is who you're building your entire bullpen around. So, no, I'm not giving him up because of that. But the other side of it, I think the key phrase you said there from Bowden's piece, fourth best reliever on the market. Key there is he's not the guy,
right,
or the only guy that's available. If that was the case, I might be more receptive to listen, because I know that that desperation is driven even further and his price goes up on the open market. But because there's going to be tons of back-end relievers available and he's not even considered the second, third best on the market. I mean, it's subjective, but
I think it's more like based on availability potentially too. Like Aroldis Chapman's his number one guy, who's had a miraculous comeback year for Boston. Remember 2 years ago when he's pitching for the Rangers against the Orioles in the playoffs? We couldn't wait for him to get into the game because he couldn't throw strikes at that time. Then you have the two Pirates guys, Bednar and Santana, who, as he said, they're both is gone. Batista, 4. And then Mason Miller got the save yesterday for the A's. He's 5. And then Helsley for the Cardinals. Issue with him, they're in contention. They could win their division. They're in the wild card. But he's a free agent. So this is all. And Jim Bowden was the youngest GM in baseball. But he's been kind of out of that realm. But he's still connected, obviously. I don't know if the Cardinals are pulling the trigger on that.
Bob, what would it take for Batista, what would it take for you to say yes? You know, like somebody that's in AAA, throwing 100 miles an hour, what would it take for you to give up Batista?
A top five prospect pitcher, starter, or a position player who's going to plug and play, say, in center field, even though the Orioles have a ton of those, or a corner outfielder type of guy. It'd have to be a guy that's going to be ready to play in September and definitely coming out of Sarasota next year. Maybe two of those.
Yeah.
I'm not trading him, quite frankly, but you have to connect dots and you have to write columns and we have to do sports talk. So this is why we're even having this conversation. I think the chances of Batista getting traded are pretty nil. Number one pitcher, by the way, is Alcantara.
Bob, let me ask
Miami,
you this.
Who's controllable as well?
Who's got a better chance of getting traded, Batista or TJ Watt?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Neither.
Nah, that's kind of a neither. That's a non-trade story. You know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, either way, I'm not trading Batista.
No. No, I mean, look, last year is a perfect example of what life was like without Felix Bautista. And it's not just that you missed him and how great he was the year prior, how good he's been this year, but you see how hard it is to even get close to what he was. You knew you weren't going to find someone on the same level, but you couldn't even get close with Craig Kimbrel. And you spent a pretty decent chunk of change to do it, and Kimbrel couldn't even finish the season for you. So again, you're going to have to shell out a ton of money if you want a stopgap option there to replace him. And we just got done saying it. You're already going to be spending money or other resources on your bullpen because it needs an overhaul as it is.
Other question we're asking you today here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. If Gary Sanchez has to go on the IL, do you bring up Basayo? Are we still wait and see mode there? That appears to be the Orioles philosophy. If you bring him up, do you bring him up to stay? Do you bring him up just to wear a major league uniform and sit at Camden Yards and maybe eat some major league food in the buffet spread? Or are you bringing him up like Gunnar and Adley and Kowser and Westberg, where he's here to be a contributor then and going to be a contributor for many years to come? Orioles lose last night 10-2. We'll get into that. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens 3 weeks from today. Training camp 2025. Ravens expectations extremely high. Got a couple of draft reports from Vinny News from the Nest talking about two old linemen who might be, you know, I don't want to say integral parts of this offensive line, but possible contributors when it's all said and done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.